Hola amigos, today I'm going to talk to you about one of the most famous celebrations from Mexico. We're going to talk about El Día de los Muertos. Do you understand what El Día de los Muertos means? So let's see, we have El Día de los Muertos. I know that the name is very spooky, but this is not a scary celebration at all. This is more like a happy public holidays where family and friends gather together to remember the loving family members that passed away and they're not longer with us anymore. It's like a big celebration, it's a big party, there is lots of food, there is a lot of music in the streets. So, you know, they gather together, they share food, they have a drink, they dance, there is lots of music. It's full of colors and light. The streets are all light up with this beautiful celebration. There is a lot of joy and happiness, remembering the stories of the people that we loved, but unfortunately they passed away. So it's actually a very, very beautiful celebration. Mexicans believe that on the day of the dead, en el día de los muertos, their deceased family members came down to earth to pay a visit to their relatives. So the way they greet them is by creating altars. Place photos, and it's actually a very beautiful altar, and in the altar they usually also place other things that the deceased ones used to love, like for example if they used to play a musical instrument they would place that instrument in the altar, or for example if they were very fond of a specific drink, they will also prepare that drink for the deceased one, and they will toast for their spirit as well, and same thing with food. It's actually very, very beautiful to look at these altars. They're made with a lot of love. The day is filled with people telling stories about their deceased ones, usually funny and entertaining stories, so it's actually a very, very happy day to celebrate. Another interesting fact about El Día de los Muertos is that people actually go to the cemetery to visit the tomb of their deceased ones. So what happens is that the cemeteries get filled with people, it's completely packed, and they place flowers and then they fix up the grave. They also sit down next to it, having a bit of a picnic, socializing with all the neighbors and friends, again remembering the people that are no longer with us, and it's actually a beautiful place to be, and the cemetery comes instead of this sad place that no one really wants to be there. It's actually full of life, full of colors, and there are also people selling candy with a school in the shape of a school. And they also have parades, particularly near the streets, near the cemeteries. And it's just amazing. It's so much fun. If you want to learn more about El Día de los Muertos, I highly recommend you to watch the movie Coco. It's a movie for children, but I think it covers the symbology and all the stories behind El Día de los Muertos very well. So let's learn some of the symbols with some of the characters of this movie.
Los Muertos is the one night of the year our ancestors can come visit us.
We've put their photos on the ofrenda
so their spirits can cross over. That is very important.
If we don't put them up,
they can't come. We made all this food, set out the things they loved in life, mijo. All this work to bring the family together.
No. We have to make a clear path. The petals guide our ancestors home.
I love that the movie starts with the camera following a trail of flowers. As you just have learned, these flowers are used to guide the spirits to the offering in the altars. This camera movement makes us feel as the spirits of our ancestors. In regards to these colorful banners you now see on screen, they don't have a specific meaning. They are purely decorative. They're beautiful, aren't they? In Mexico, they are called papel picado. Please repeat, papel picado. Papel picado.
Dios mío! Little boy, are you okay? Here, let me help you.
Thanks.
Do you remember the sugar skulls? Those represent the deceased ones. That is why in the movie, the dead look like skeletons. Usually in movies with friendly ghosts, the ghosts look like fully human, just like they were when they were alive.
Look how big she's getting.
El Día de los Muertos, it is a fantastic and a beautiful celebration. If you ever have the chance to attend this, I highly recommend you to do that. Mexico is a fantastic country, and El Día de los Muertos is another great excuse to visit Mexico.